Hello, everyone. This is Daniel Lachlan. This is the epilogue in my book on plant strategies. If you have been lucky enough to travel around the world, you have had the opportunity to acquaint yourself with unrelated plant species from different continents that share similar traits because they evolved under similar environmental selection pressures. Such observations of convergent evolution have inspired multiple generations of plant ecologists to explain the processes that produce the diversity of plant form and function that we observe today. Plant strategy models that were developed early in the search for plant strategies emphasized either demographic life history traits to explain temporal dynamics in response to disturbances, or they emphasized functional traits to explain responses to gradients and resource availability. Many plant strategy models were successfully developed in specific ecosystems, but the problem became much more difficult when the goal broadened to explain global variation in plant form and function. The objective of this book is to articulate a framework applicable to all plants globally to describe how functional traits determine plant demographic responses to environmental gradients and to their neighbors. The jury may still be out over the power of traits to predict plant performance, but we know that traits matter. Their importance has been confirmed for centuries, and the examples of phenotypic adaptations described in this book demonstrate that. Yet, we often remain humbled by the vast natural variation observed in this world, much of it remaining unexplained by our most sophisticated statistical models. If you have read this book from cover to cover, it is my hope that you are convinced that plant strategies cannot easily be reduced to simple geometries. It is wishful thinking for a triangle to explain a tesseract. It may be disappointing that we cannot draw plant strategies on a whiteboard, but it is unsurprising given the riotous functional diversity of plants. Plant strategies are multidimensional phenotypes that yield demographic persistence in the environments to which they are most adapted. Testing the explanatory power of traits will require diligence, patience, and perseverance to keep measuring important traits, to keep measuring the environmental conditions that matter to plants, and to link these traits and environments to population performance. A robust test of plant strategy theory is a two-step process. First, we must determine what is phenotypically possible by determining the dimensionality of plant traits. Many traits are correlated and redundant, so this step simplifies our search for the leading dimensions of plant form and function. Tremendous progress has been made in the last few decades regarding our understanding of plant trait dimensionality. However, we must not become complacent and rely on the biased sample of traits that are available in current global databases, especially regarding the difficult-to-measure traits, such as traits of fine roots, clonal growth organs, and bud banks. We must continue to do the hard work of measuring traits on local plants and share our data globally. We must also continue to determine what is demographically possible and advance a life history theory that adequately describes the boundaries of demographic behavior in plants. Second, we must test the power of traits for predicting population growth rates across gradients of resource limitation, disturbance regimes, and temperature, and across gradients of densities and frequencies of other plant strategies. Determining which, where, and when traits matter for explaining population performance is the critical step for advancing the explanatory power of plant strategy theory. This approach holds great promise for making general predictions of phenotypic responses to global change. Observational demographic datasets often lack measurements of population declines outside their natural range of environmental conditions, precisely because the species cannot live in those conditions. However, observing failed introductions into unsuitable habitats is necessary for mapping the contours of fitness landscapes. Experimental common gardens beyond species ranges may provide the gold standard because they provide experimental control over environmental conditions, competitive interactions, and can force the observations of demographic failures. That said, observational datasets that are sufficiently large should also capture demographic failures. I believe that a synthesis of empirical modeling with game-theoretical approaches will provide the most compelling path toward the maturation of plant strategy theory. This book began with a description of the classic duels that occurred between population ecologists and functional ecologists. Any attempt to merge these two disciplines runs the risk that plant demographers may think the depths of demographic mechanisms have not adequately been plunged, and the functional ecologists might think the discussion of physiological processes has barely scratched the surface. Nevertheless, this book provides a clear path towards synthesizing these disciplines and highlights recent progress. But a new schism is already emerging among the very scientists that are forging this path. The theoreticians' assumptions and model complexities raise suspicions among the empiricists, and the empiricists' confounding factors and inability to control for competitive interactions raise doubts among the theoreticians. Continued collaboration between these two groups, long known for their feuds in many areas of science, is needed for one very important reason. The youngest generations have inherited a planet under threat. Every effort must be made to conserve declining species and restore degraded ecosystems, or else humankind and all other species with which we share this planet may be the culprit of planetary upheaval. Plant strategies are directly relevant to conservation biology and restoration ecology because strategies can be applied to generalize conservation actions across thousands of species in danger of extinction. Indeed, the strongest test of plant strategy theory may be the application of traits to restore biodiversity in ecosystems that have been disturbed by human activities and where climate change is causing unprecedented plant mortality events. Plant strategy theory will mature at pace when we test our predictions with new observations, successfully apply the theory in the field to yield positive conservation outcomes, and adapt our management plans on the ground. Let us not confine plant strategies to pages and books, but rather let us apply this knowledge to restore the remarkable diversity of plants on our precious planet Earth.